Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Let's start with the Electoral College vote. Donald Trump completes the final lap. It was no surprise to most. This morning in the New York Times, an editorial, time to end the Electoral College.
Well, I think that's probably true. The one thing that is clear is that this country is not the same as when it had its constitutional convention all those years ago. And right now, we have somebody who won 3 million more popular votes than Donald Trump did. Despite that, he has put into his cabinet people who are so incredibly opposed to what the American people say in polling and other things that they want. What we have now is a group of people who are extraordinarily rich or extraordinarily military. So that's why the Times is saying, hey, this is not basically a democracy. It's time to end the Electoral College. And boy, are they right. I wish they hadn't really waited until this time to make this as clear as they have, but they're certainly on the right side.
One of those electors was former President Bill Clinton, who blamed his wife's loss on the Russians and the FBI.
I think he's right. We do know that the Russians have tried to get into our electoral system, and they have been called out on it by no agency less than the Central Intelligence Agency, and that is enough for me. In addition to that, not only the Russians are doing the hacking, but the FBI came in at a most incredible time right before the election, and in many people's minds, swung the election. So Clinton was not wrong.
Let's go to the horrific video of the Russian envoy who was killed by a Turk crying, "Don't forget Syria," yesterday. Horrifying images from an art exhibit there.
Well, David, it was horrifying, and I think most of us who saw it understand that the minute you get a Sadat being killed by a person who is opposed to what he was doing, which was the peace process way back then, Rabin, the same thing. Ironically, both were killed by people on their alleged own side. And when we turn to assassination as opposed to electoral means, you can see what the result is. It's terrible, and it will bring the entire world down once this becomes de rigueur, the way that people do things.
Side by side this morning, now the top headline, the Berlin crash, this truck crash that killed 12 people, now suspected to be a terror attack. And when it came to the Russian envoy killed, Vladimir Putin says it's time to be tougher, stepping up the fight against terrorism. How does this play with a new president-elect who's been alleged to be cozy with Putin?
Well, of course, the president-elect is doing the same thing, talking about increasing anti-terror measures. Who can be opposed to that? What we can be opposed to, of course, is when they're going after one group, but then coming after their political enemies. We haven't seen that happen, but in the past, that has been something that we have seen. And we do have to be very careful that when people start talking about anti-terror measures, which, of course, are appropriate, that they don't come over and start taking their political enemies and putting them in jail or going after them. That would be a real return to the dark ages here in America.
Interesting poll. Can you call yourself a feminist and still support Donald Trump? The answer is yes, according to a new survey designed to reveal New Yorkers' attitudes toward women. The Women VOW poll, it's an initiative of the Times Union created through the Benjamin Center for Public Policy Initiatives at SUNY New Paltz and conducted by Siena Research Institute. It revealed 29% of men, Alan, and 30% of women said they were in favor of both gender equality and the president-elect.
Well, there's no accounting for the way people feel. Obviously, when somebody wants to see somebody in office, they will answer a question which is put to them. Are you a feminist? Do you believe in equality? Yes, 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 but I believe in Donald Trump. There are those people who believe that Trump is basically a misogynist and that he treats women in an objectified way. And yet, if somebody comes to you with a poll question and says to you, are you in favor of equal pay for women? You say yes. Whether or not you really feel that way or whether or not you really are a feminist is another whole story.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David. One last thing, David, and that is it's very cold. When I woke up in Great Barrington this morning, my device said it was 0 degrees, -1 in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. So everybody, here it comes. The vortex is here. Be careful.